This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am here today with Ashley and with Bean. How's it going, guys?
Good. Spider is putting his dick in something.
You messed it up.
Fuck off.
Saw that coming.
So much prep work, and you immediately ruined it. Oh, goodness.
I mean, technically, never mind.
So we are back, everyone.
I feel so oppressed right now.
Yes, we are. I know you all missed us,
it's Pride
but
Month.
It is Pride Month. So everyone go out and celebrate.
Yeah. I'm not gonna go out. My family's gonna shoot me if they
So if you can't go out and celebrate, celebrate internally.
It's fun until you realize you can't make jokes in front of people.
Yeah.
You remember that from the movie Ragnarok, Thor Ragnarok,
mm-hmm.
when Bruce Banner is in the Grandmaster's spaceship,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Oh, this looks like a gun," and he pushes a button, and it's like, "It's my birthday!"
Yeah.
And the fireworks and everything. That's me inside right now because I'm celebrating Pride. It's a Pride Day! Anywho, how are you guys?
Oh, doing great. Doing really great.
Spider's getting laid. Shout out to whoever is doing it! Thank you for making Spider happen.
Whoever is doing it.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Whoever does the laying.
Whosoever dost thou get laid.
Oh man, and someone does the flirting.
Yes, and someone does the flirting. You have to do the flirting first, so then you can get laid.
Yes. And they're getting laid. never enough thought. What have you guys been up to? It's been too long.
Yeah, it's so been 2 weeks since our last podcast, 3 weeks since our last podcast with Bean. We had Memorial Day here in the States. A lot of people got together and celebrated in their own personal ways. I myself went out of town with our family, and we just kind of got together and just hung out on last Sunday. But it was fun getting a chance to go up there and see them. I hadn't been up there in a while, but we had a good time.
Cool.
Yeah, we stayed at home, but we had like a big cookout and everything. So that was nice.
That sounds nice.
What have you been up to, Bing? We haven't heard from you in the longest.
Yeah, I've been working.
Yeah.
Got a new job.
Bing's got a new job.
Yes, he does. I also changed my nickname on Discord, and it's making me laugh. I'm not going to give any context.
Context?
I'm just going to say... I'm sorry. I'm just going to say I am a fuzzy kazoo. My mind immediately went sex joke.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Did it really go there, or has it always been there?
What?
I said, did it really just go there, or has it always been there?
Oh.
It's always been there.
I mean, it's always there. It's just, it didn't make the connection until now. It was like, oh, that sex joke works. Go there. but yeah, I've been working at a new boutique hotel, which is basically a bed and breakfast hotel over here at home. And I've been working there for 15 days. No, more. No, 15, 16, technically 16 days. I had this weekend off. And yeah, it's fun times. Let's see. I also have been using this dating app, non-spawns. Yeah. It's called Bumble. Not Tinder anymore because Tinder sucks ass. This one is called Bumble, which is great. A friend of mine said they have heard gay things about it. But it's been a wild ride because this one guy, what do you kids call it these days? He ghosted me. Mm. It was pretty fucking amazing. In a bad way.
Amazing in a bad way.
Yes. Because I was like, the nerve this asshole has is missing out on a good blowjob. Okay. I mean, I was willing. He's not.
Hopefully he's listening. Yep, his loss.
Oh, no, he's not. I can tell you. He's not. But yeah, it was funny because the whole week he was like, oh, yes, I can't wait to see you. And I want to kiss you and shit like that. And I was like, right. Mm. Okay. So we agreed that we would meet up yesterday. And our daytime was like at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I was there at 1 p.m., right? So I sent a message, hey, I'm here. And he had blocked me from WhatsApp.
Oh,
Just so you know, in the way that I knew he had blocked me was because I could no longer see his profile picture and he was not receiving my messages. Mm. That is a very obvious and clear message of, you don't care, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so that's the game we're playing. And I decided to be kind enough to give him 20 minutes to make it. He did not. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ah, fuck it. And I went to take a walk by myself.
Aww.
And almost immediately after, on the same app, I met another guy called, Jesus Christ, I'm a little, but his name is Hermes. Hermes, like the Greek god?
Yeah.
Hermes? Is that how you say it? Hermes? Uh-huh. That you get which one I mean.
Yeah.
And Jikes, he's wow. He's better. I'll just say that. He's a better option. So yeah, it's been wild. But yeah, if anyone here listening has done that shit of ghosting someone, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. It's not absolutely
fun. Be a man or a woman and say, hey, you know what? I'm no longer interested. It saves a lot of time.
It really does. Yeah.
I did my makeup because I'm in the closet here. So mm-hmm. I did my fucking makeup and this motherfucker didn't show up and I was like,
this is all this time invested.
Yeah, I shave. I was gonna get some, you know?
Yeah.
Spider's like, I don't care about that shit.
No, I'm with you because I can relate because I was on Bumble for a bit as well. And I really preferred it because the way it works is that if you, as a male, if you match with a person, the female has to be the first one to initiate the conversation, which for me is, I feel like it gives them the power because then I can know if they're interested. Because there's a lot of people who go on dating apps and they just swipe to swipe. You know, just be like, oh, he's cute mm-hmm. or she's cute, you know, and they just swipe without any intention of actually having a conversation. So I knew that if I matched with someone, then it would be up to them to, you know, initiate a conversation on whether or not they wanted to go any further than just matching on a dating app. So I prefer that to Tinder, especially because now Tinder is so full of porn bots and spam bots and ads and everything. It's just like, you know, what's the point anymore?
Even worse, Tinder is full of assholes.
Yes. Yeah. That's also, at least from what I've seen, or from what I've heard from other people who are looking for any male companions on Tinder, I've heard that a lot of the guys on there are just straight up asshole fucking idiots. And it's really not worth the time or the effort to download the app, because this is just a great disappointment. But
a great disappointment.
But, disappointment is an understatement.
Yeah.
My cousin just recently downloaded it within the past month, and she's already dating this dude, and they've been doing really well. I mean, they've only known each other for like less than a month, but they've met each other a couple times, and they, you know, whenever the first time they hung out, it wasn't at her house, so I gave her some advice, and I, you know, because the mom friend I am, and she turned her location on, so I knew where she was and everything, even though we're states away.
Yeah.
And then the second time they hung out, it was at her house, and she really likes him, and as far as, it seems like he's a good guy, so it's been going well so far. So there's that, at least.
Yeah.
You know what's really fucking annoying in Bumble, though? Because I present as a woman, I have to be like, oh yeah, okay, I have to take the first step and send a message.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the people that I message do not answer, and I'm like, bitch, why did you swipe right if you were not gonna answer, you motherfucker? So that's my only complaint.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hermes is wow. He
hot. Hermes is wow.
He has the cutest eyes.
Aww.
What? Oh, shush.
Oh, yeah, but what I wanted to talk to you guys about this week, I wanted to say somewhere between our last podcast and now, I can't remember the exact date, but I got an email, and I kind of had an inclination that this kind of thing was still going on, but I hadn't experienced it in forever, but I got one of those scam emails about, you know, the person in Africa wanting to talk to you or to somehow communicate with you to start like this investment. And, you know, they say, oh, you know, I want to start this business with you. And I want to send you some money so that way, you know, I can come to the United States and we'll already have money invested into whatever this thing is. Actually, I just got another one. But when I say I got it, no, we're getting them in the Spider Vice podcast email. They're all going to the junk. But This one is different. This one says, I am Mrs. Esther Sever Moses. I am 52 years old, an aging widow, suffering from long-time illness. I am currently admitted in a hospital here in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, which I guess is the Ivory Coast of Africa. I have some funds inherited from my late loving husband, Mr. Tom Moses, the amount of $5 million, which he deposited in one of the clearinghouse here in Cote d'Ivory, and I need an honest and God-fearing person who have the feelings of human that can use this funds for God's work, and 15% out of the total funds will be for your compensation for doing this work of God. I saw your email from internet and decided to contact you. Please, if you would, be able to use these funds for the Lord's work, kindly reply to me. May the grace of our Lord and the love of God, yada, 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 Holy Spirit, and all this other kind of stuff. Amen. But I'm just shocked that these type of emails are still being sent out. And I feel like they're still only being sent out because people are still falling for them. And I don't know exactly...
Yeah.
Who their target audience is, like who are they going after? And I wanted to, I just wanted to see if you guys ever had any kind of experience with any kind of like scams or emails or anything like that.
Yeah, I've had, you know, one sent to me before, but they're always done. Usually it's something like an African prince or something, and it's like. I know on the news sometimes, like the local news, they'll tell you like, hey, there's been a phone scam going around. They'll call you and they'll ask for like your bank information or whatever, saying like they're trying to fix something. I don't know. Because a lot of times the people that fall for it are older people, especially when they call on the phone.
Right.
And so they'll warn you on the news and say like, if you get a call like this, hang up and call the police and tell them so they can track it or whatever. I've never had, I don't know, we've always had like those dumb phone calls, but either we don't answer it or we answer it and hang up right away, or sometimes my dad will answer it and he'll talk in a dumb accent and talk to him for a few minutes before he hangs up.
Does he do a Wakandan accent?
I know. He does something like that. He just does dumb accents. Whatever he's feeling.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I used to have to deal with it indirectly with my customers when I worked at that previous credit card institution that I cannot say the name of.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say the name, or I have to give disclosure about how my opinions are not associated with the company and blah, blah, blah. I can't be bothered.
Right.
Anyway, it rhymes with Federal Express and American Eagle. That's the best way to say it. Anyway, you know who the target is? Baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. 80% of the time when we receive the call from someone saying, hey, I got this email that says it's from you, and it says that I have to log in because my information is compromised and blah, blah, blah. 80% of the times, it was an old person saying, I clicked it and it asked for all my information and now I don't know what I have to do. And it's like, you fucking idiot. You just fucked yourself over, bro. And yeah, I had to learn how to identify those messages.
Mm-hmm.
And in the year of our Lord 2018, I'm still receiving those emails. And sometimes I'm like this close to like actually wonder what the fuck is this about. And then I see a spelling error, which is one of the first clues.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I know where this is coming from. And, yeah. But yeah, usually that like your cues to know if something is fraud or phishing or anything of the kind has to be the spelling. Spelling is completely wrong. Another one is usually they don't refer to you by name. They refer by either your email address or just dear customer, dear guest, dear whatever, but not your name. And what else? The email address, I mean, usually if it's an email from an actual company, it's like noreply@thecompanysname.com.
Mm-hmm.
But these ones are normally something like, I don't know, blockbuster-noreply@blockbuster.something.com, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how you can tell. Oh, no, that's not Blockbuster. I mean, I don't know why Blockbuster would be emailing you in the first place.
In 2018.
Probably telling you about some late video fine that you have to pay.
You owe $3,000.
You failed to return your copy of Cinderella. You owe $50,000. We need your payment now.
Yeah. So, oh, I just got 3 matches on Bumble right now.
Oh. Woo woo.
And what was the other one? Oh, usually it will ask you to either download a file, which is not actually a PDF, although it may look like one, or click on a link that says the website of the place, like it says blockbuster.com, but then when you actually click it, it redirects you to something like blockbuster.freestuff.com, and that's when you can tell, oh, wait, this is going wrong. Let's say that you already clicked everything there, and let's say you already got there. You're probably going to be prompted for personal information like credit card number, security codes, expiration date, full name, address, you know, the kind of stuff that someone would want to commit fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put in your information, you're fucked. But if you close it immediately, then you should be fine still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ever since I worked there, every so often my mom will send me a message that says like, look, Starbucks is giving away free 100 peso cards. And I'm like, mom, that's fraud. She's like, you didn't even click it. I'm like, yeah, because it's fraud. And she's like, how do you know it's fraud? I'm like, because I worked at it. I know how it works. And it's pretty obvious. So yeah, I mean, I'm also still surprised that in the year of our Lord 2018, I live in the past, this bullshit still happens, and there's people that still fall for it.
Yeah, well, most of the people that fall for it are older or even like young kids. Like, I know one of my brothers, God knows how many freaking viruses and stuff he's downloaded from clicking on things, and he's given his accounts away because they're like, hey, what's your password? I'll give you free stuff. And then it gives in. Yeah, so he's what, 8, 9, something like that?
Yeah.
And he doesn't have as much supervision on the computer as he should, obviously, and mm-hmm. I don't understand why, but so old people and young people are the ones that it right. gets them. Usually I just always assume something's not right and just don't even bother with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, who really sends emails anymore anyway? It's like, with all the different kinds of social media and instant messaging there is, someone has a way to actually get in touch with you. Like, outside of, like, my job, I don't really get emails from anybody. I get, like, my bills, and that's about it. But, you know, and even that's still a thing, because even, like, on the back of my electricity bill, they have, like, a notice that says that, you know, if you ever receive a message of, you know, someone demanding payment from you, then, you know, call, you know, the electric company and report it, because we'll never demand a payment from you. Oh, they'll say we'll never call you. God bless you. We'll never call you and demand a payment from you. But I will admit that when I was about 20, before I turned 21, I kind of got duped. But it wasn't from an email scam. Somebody sent me a check in the mail, just out of nowhere. And me, as a young 20-year-old spider, I was like, "Shit, free money!" So I was. I should have known better. I was trying to be smart about it, because part of me was like, if I put this in my bank account, then something could happen, right? So I went around and I tried to just cash the check. But everywhere I brought it to, they wouldn't just cash it. So I was like, okay, well, if I deposit it and then immediately withdraw the money, then, like, my 20-year-old mind was like, okay, well, maybe that'll work, and then it wouldn't be an issue. So I deposited the check, and I withdrew the money. And, like, a couple days later, they, like, did a stop payment on the check, so they wound up taking the money out of my account. But since I didn't spend any of the money, I was able to deposit it back in, so it kind of just evened everything out. So I was able to actually avoid all of, like, anything, like, too terribly serious happening to me. And luckily enough, they when I went back to my bank and I told them what happened, I was like, oh, well, I got this check in the mail and I deposited it. And then, you know, they went stop payment or whatever thing. So they closed down that checking account, and then they opened up another one for me, and they transferred all the money that I had in my checking account to the new one. So that way, if they had gotten any of my information, they wouldn't have been able to do anything with it because the account was closed. But everybody, all of our listeners, you know, you want to look out for that. But I mean, I agree
with
you.
Watch out for free money.
I agree with you guys when you say that, you know, a lot of these targets are, you know, older people, because with my job, we work with a lot of what we call PII, or personally identifiable information. So a lot of bank account numbers, a lot of social security numbers, things like that. And so cybersecurity is a really big thing at my job. And so I also have a lot of, like, a large percentage of our employee base are older people. And so our management is trying to, like, get it into their heads, like, you know, this is the climate of our society right now. You know, no one is trying to go into a bank with a note and a gun and trying to rob banks anymore. They're just hacking into the banking system and stealing the money that way. So however you can keep information safe from your end at the beginning is the best way to keep the hackers from obtaining any information that they shouldn't have access to. And so what they will do, what my job will do, is they'll periodically send out, like, test phishing emails to see who will fall for it. So I remember probably like a month and a half ago, they sent out an email. They were like, oh, you know, free, because the pro football team here is the New Orleans Saints. They were like, oh, click on this link to enter your name and to a contest for free Saints season tickets. And, you know, most of the people in our in the city are Saints fans. So I remember I was working from home that morning and I saw the email, and I'm like, it was funny because it was made to look like it was from our internal email delivery system, like where we have our announcements or whatever. And so I looked at it, and I immediately, like you said, Bean, I saw the misspellings. I saw the difference in the way the email address looked. And, you know, it was like, dear user, you know. And it was like, this is definitely a phishing email. But I was like, I didn't know that it was our own company testing us. I thought it was like somebody, like, sending emails to our company, like somebody outside trying to get information. So I looked at it, I was like, this is obviously a phishing attempt. So I emailed, like, everybody that I work with, all my coworkers and everything. I'm like, did anybody else receive this email? Some people were like, yeah, I got it. And some people were like, no, I didn't get it. And so I sent the email to our IT department. I was like, hey, I got this suspicious email in my inbox. I said, I deleted it and then emptied my deleted items folder, you know, just to completely get rid of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, then, you know, that was a phishing attempt. Because what I did, I took, like, a screenshot of it, so I had the image of it. So I sent the image attached to my email so they could read it. And I'm like, yeah, you did the right thing. You deleted it and everything. And so probably about, like, maybe a week and a half later, we had a meeting of, like, my little section of our employees. And my supervisor said, oh, you know, there was a test that was sent out. The company sent out this phishing attempt email. And they were like, about 80% of the people that they sent the email to clicked on the link. I was like, wow. And I was like, hopefully you had a list of whoever it was that clicked on that link, so you can really sit down and talk to them, just because the security of our information at our agency is in trouble. But yeah, it's crazy. It's definitely not enough people are as careful as they should be. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Yeah, they did that with us at that company that I used to work at. They would occasionally send us something that looked like legitimate messages, but it was actually supposed to be like phishing. And if you click the link, it would take you to a page with an image that said, you've been fooled. And it would automatically send an email to your supervisor saying, hey, this motherfucker fucked up. Not with that wording, obviously.
It should be. That should be the wording.
No, they are too uptight for that.
Aww.
Hey, I finally used that word right.
Have you been using it wrong?
No, I've been trying to use it for the past 30 minutes thinking I was going to use it right, but then realizing, no, I'm not. Anywho. Yes.
Fishing. Yes. All right. Well, absolutely nothing to do with fishing.
Right.
So, on a different note.
This was a question I asked on that Lost episode that Bean and I did that it recorded like 5 minutes of me.
I forgot about that episode.
That was the best episode. Until it started becoming just me talking to myself.
So Bean's heard it, but Spider hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your, like, go-to or favorite outfit if, like, the weather wasn't a factor? Mine would be, like, just typical jeans and then, like, a really baggy sweater. I love baggy things, especially sweaters. So, like, the fall is, like, perfect for that kind of stuff.
I would say for me, it would probably be a pair of jeans. I have a pair of, like, Levi's, like, casual sneakers. Like, they're not really, like, running shoes, but then they're not, like, dress shoes. Mm-hmm. And then the Jeff Line shirts. I have, like, two of his shirts, but they're, like, this really soft, I don't even know. All the material, but it's, you know, he has mostly his shirts are like gray or black and like I guess like a cotton polyester blend, but they're really really soft. But I would have that shirt. I heard you, Bean. It'll be one of those shirts. Probably I have a Levi's leather jacket that I really really like. I just like the way that there's like not really a collar on it. God, I don't even know how to describe clothing. yeah, that leather jacket and probably like my Achievement Hunter beanie. That'd be like my ideal outfit.
I'm boring.
No, you're comfy. It's different.
It's different. What about you?
Me? Oh, yikes. Just jeans and sneakers, like, literally. I like to wear the dad look a lot. What does that say about me?
What do you consider the dad look?
Jeans, sneakers, and a shirt.
I mean, because that's what I wear. Am I dressing like a dad?
Oh, Jesus.
Is Ryan like a dad?
I had to physically stop myself from answering that question. yeah, I mean, I think that's a dad look.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess I can embrace that. I'm old enough, I guess. I can't dress like the young kids these days.
I mean, you are the grandpa here.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, I mean, I don't want to start dressing like a grandpa. Not just yet.
No, please.
Well,
not yet, at least. Yeah, no, that's too far. That's too much, bro.
It's only too far.
I have, and it's I've wanted to, like, update my wardrobe. I've wanted to have like more dressy casual stuff, like more like slacks and a decent shirt, you know, because right now I have like a ton of like just t-shirts, like graphic t-shirts and stuff like that. But I say I want to, like, change my wardrobe, but then I never do. And it's like, I feel like I don't really have any kind of fashion sense to make those kind of changes. So when I go to buy clothes, I just buy what I already normally wear. I'm like, oh, I like this. This is what I usually wear, so I'll just get that.
You should keep doing that instead. It's way more fun to wear what you actually want to wear.
Yeah, than trying to look like somebody that I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Ask my friend, like, does this look good, or, you know, whatever, because she knows a lot more about, like, how good things look than I do. Only within the past, like, year or so, I've been wanting to dress more cutely, like getting more cute clothes, because beforehand that's all I really wore was like t-shirts and jeans and Converse. But I like, I don't know, I'm kind of becoming more okay with being girly, because mm-hmm. you know, as a kid it was fine, and then as I started getting older it was like that, you know, whole phase of like, oh, being girly sucks, like, you know, you, everyone associates being girly with not, I don't know, just being bad.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be that, but now I'm more embracing it. I'm like, no, I do want to wear skirts and I do want to wear cute shirts and things like that. So I've been trying to do kind of a similar thing of updating my wardrobe and getting more cuter things too.
to be fair with you, I also see sometimes like cute skirts and cute dresses and shit like that. I'm like, oh, that looks nice. I would love to wear it. If I had the body for it.
Yeah, oh, I feel you.
So annoying. Yeah.
Well, there's this one store that I shop at a lot. It's kind of expensive because it's made for, like, you know, bigger people. It's for sizes 10 to 30, I think.
Mm.
Called Torrid. Torrid. We recently got one in our mall, but you can also look online and stuff. And they have a lot of, like, cute things, and it's meant to fit more bigger people. One of the problems I have with it, though, is it's meant for, like, they're like, oh, you're bigger, you must be busty, and I'm not busty. So not everything looks great on me from there, either.
Definitely a struggle.
Yikes. There's always a struggle there. Who did this? Well, I don't know if you wanted to add anything else.
Nope.
I'm good.
Okay. Okay, it's my time to start rambling. You should add like this really cute music that is like, it's Beans rambling time. No, that's not necessary. I'm just joking. Okay. So as we already said like 50 times in the first 10 minutes of the podcast, it's Pride Month. And as many of you know, it means pride of being LGBT+. Not pride of being, you know, the stuff that society already celebrates. And so I wanted to ask you, shit, my mind just blanked out.
Oh no.
Fuck. I have been betrayed by my own brain. I mean, what else is new? No, okay, here's to actually ask. Well, your experience, like you could say your favorite in general with someone who's you know, part of the LGBT community, like if you have a friend who happens to be I don't know, trans or gay or bi or blah,
and blah, I mean, my favorite sexuality
blah.
Yeah, that's what the B stands for. Okay. But I mean, fun experience or experience in general, in the terms of, oh, gee, I don't know, like their process of coming out, their process of figuring it out, or just something you admire about them. But it has to be someone who is specifically in the community, because, you know, pride.
Right. Yeah.
Go.
Well, I do have... There was a joke one time. It was last year. It was, like, right around the time that my friend and I came out to each other. And we were in the car with her mom, because we were, you know, going shopping. And her mom was the one who was driving, and she parked in a parking spot, and she's like, "Oh man, I never feel straight." My friend said, "Neither do I." And we laughed. And her mom laughed. I didn't understand at all, but we thought it was hilarious.
Amazing.
But the way that we kind of came out to each other was we just kind of blurted it over Skype. Like, she said something, and then I said something. And we're like, "All right, moving on." but I'm not, neither of us are really out to too many people. She's out probably to more people than I am.
Podcast, honey.
No, I know this. I'm saying, like, in the terms of, like, actually telling people, like, you know, personally that I know.
Okay, never mind.
Like, because she's, I know one time she told someone that she was working with, because the person she was working with was a lesbian. She had a girlfriend. And I don't remember what she said, something like, "Oh, girls." And my friend was like, "Yeah, same." "Oh, man, that was my bad."
That's a great way to come out.
But, yeah, so I guess this is kind of my coming out. So I'm Pan.
Yay.
Awesome.
Hello, so... Pan. I'm Dad.
That's what I needed. Thank you. That was perfect.
Quality joke. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 gay joke.
Okay, gay to be dad fair. Joke. To be fair with you, Ashley, the other joke I thought was like, "Oh, so I can cook on you now." but I decided to go with the dad joke to stay with the aesthetic.
Stay with the aesthetic.
Yeah, duh. Sorry. I was just better.
I've been trying to think, because I've no situation in particular really sticks out in mind. Like, I've never really had anybody come out to me personally, but I've heard of other people, you know, telling their stories about coming out. But it's kind of like coincidental that you brought this up today, because I just had a friend who on Snapchat, she was saying that she was stood up by, I think she said, two guys, like, over the past few days, and how she was, like, really upset about it. But she came to the realization that she's bisexual, you know? And I was telling her, I was like, that's an awesome realization to come by. And she was like, "Well, no, it's not that awesome, because I'm in a conservative town with a conservative family. And, you know, of course, they would vilify her for that." But I told her, I was like, it may not be an opportune realization, but it's a reason to celebrate, because you're not conforming to what they want you to be. Like, you're not restricting yourself to their beliefs and everything. And no, I'm happy for her that she was able to come to that. And now she knows who she is. But I mean, I follow a lot of people on Tumblr. I follow a lot of people on Twitter who are part of, you know, the LGBTQ community. And it's just, I am so happy for each and every one of them. And I see how happy they are. And it just makes me happy because I can see the amount of enjoyment they get out of being able to celebrate. And I just think that it's incredibly wonderful. And it's just awesome. And I'm happy for both of you as well. And I mean, I can't,
yay.
I can't as a cis heterosexual male, you know, I can't begin to imagine the types of things that you all have to go through and the things that you have to deal with on a daily basis, you know, but, I'm definitely in support of you, and you'll always have my friendship and my my care, and I don't know what I'm saying anymore, so I'm just gonna shut up.
The rambling.
The rambling was getting too much. The mouth was going, but the brain had stopped. So I'll just cut it off.
The mouth was going, but the brain has stopped. Famous last words. Is that what you say in bed? Oh, yes. The mouth is going, the brain is gone.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
So that was a good one.
That was a perfect one.
Oh, so the 50 other ones that I said were not. Got it.
They're semi-perfect.
Oh, thank you. Best thing someone has ever said about me. Jeez, okay. So yeah, I'm coming out of my cage.
And I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it.
Started out with a kiss, hiding it in the black blazer. Kiss. It was only a kiss.
Wow, calm down.
I'm trying to make my voice sound more deep. I like Spider's reaction. She's like, okay. Cool. You're the you, bro.
Exactly. I won't judge.
Oh, you were going to judge me.
No, not at all. No judgment.
You want a fucking go, bro?
No, not at all.
I'll fight you.
No. Maybe later.
No, I'm all right.
That's what I thought. I spit on your grave, bro. Okay, do we have questions today, Spider?
No, we sure don't.
What?
We have not a single one.
Disappoint. Yo, listeners, how can we interact with you if you don't give us material to...
Maybe... I don't know. I got nothing.
See? The mouth is gone, but the brain is stopped.
Exactly what happened.
Like, I have a valid point to make? No, I don't.
I thought I did. I don't.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
if you could... Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm going to say the first words that come to mind. If you could ride on any kind of animal, regardless of how dangerous it may be to a human, like suddenly you can domesticate any animal in the world,
mm-hmm.
or fancy animals, which one would you choose and why? Too deep?
No, and domesticate any animal to ride.
What about a giraffe? That sounds fun.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun, bro.
I would want to... Given, like, disregarding the whole weight scenario, I would want to ride a cheetah.
A cheetah.
Yeah, like get a cheetah like going full speed and just like being able to ride on his back.
That sounds pretty fun and cool. I would choose a chimera. You know the Greek mythology?
Mm-hmm.
Chimera? Ooh. That one. It would be fucking amazing. Oh, is it a goat? Oh, is it? Yeah, and if you wrong me or the chimera, I spit on you and I punch you and I stab you with the stingy tail. I forgot the word sting for like 5 minutes there. Okay, now, if you had to choose between becoming a werewolf or a vampire. Jeez, okay.
Like, no lie, when I was a kid, I used to think that I was going to be a werewolf because I was a little bit hairier than the other kids. And not like I was, like, had... not like I had, like, a bunch of body hair or anything. It was just, like, on my arms. She didn't say that because I shave. But, no, just, like, the hair on my arms was a little bit darker than the other kids and everything like that. So I was like, I'm going to be a werewolf. And that never happened, so.
You know, disappointed. At the beginning of that sentence, instead of saying that you, when you were a kid, you actually thought that, I thought instead you were going to say that when you were a kid, you actually would, like, howl at the moon or something. Like, I was ready to judge you. But, I mean, I would judge you anyway, but I won't. I'll give you that.
I appreciate that.
I won't judge you. You're welcome.
What can I say? You're welcome. How about you, Ashley?
I'd rather be a werewolf than a vampire, I think. Just because.
Just because.
Not because I have extra hair or a thought of
it. I mean, we're supposed to go by hair amount. I too would be a werewolf. But based on my sleep schedule, I would say no, I'm a vampire, all right. Okay, one last question, and this one is from Family Feud. Name a part of a man's body that is bigger now than when he's 30 than when he's 15. Did y'all die?
No, I'm thinking. you caught us in deep thought. Name a part of a man's body that is bigger now at 30 than it was when he was 15.
A hand.
Good one. That's valid.
I'm gonna say ding. I'm gonna say feet.
Oh gee, thank God. Oh man, fun story about that one. That one was asked in like the second round part thingy, where just one person from a team answers, and then the second person is gonna answer. So the second person is, you know, locked up in a little room with no sound. And so the one time when they asked this question, the lady that was answering first, with that answer, she goes, the penis.
Of course.
And Steve Harvey just lost it.
He was
And the woman is like, hey, I use a medical term. And he's like, I don't care what you said. It was worse. Anyway, yeah, I ran out of ideas for at least I entertain you.
There are a lot of, now that you brought up Family Feud, there are a lot of, like, just clips on the internet about just the craziest stuff that people say when they ask the question. The one that I really remember that just killed me is the question was, name something that begins with pork. And he got to one guy. He said, "Yupine."
Yupine.
Pork yupine. I was like, what is wrong with people?
And it was an answer. It was actually on the thing.
It wasn't.
I thought it wasn't.
No, it wasn't up there.
Dang it. It would have been more funny if it was.
That's... They had like pork chop, pork sausage, you know, stuff like that. Pork yupine.
Yeah, I would not know that.
My favorite part, it was like, name something that gets passed around. The first guy that answered goes, a joint! And that one got like 16 answers, so it's on the board. And then the other woman that answers, to try and up that answer, is like, what's it called? The little platter thingy that they pass in church to get...
Yeah.
The collection plate.
That one. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the bitch! So she says that. And it's lower than the joint. And Steve Harvey's just like, this is lower than the joint. You know, he just lost it.
I'm trying to remember what the question was. I think it was something about name something that you... I can't remember. It was just something about... It was like we surveyed 100 men. And it was a question about something that you say to your wife or you wouldn't say to your wife or something like that. But it was like the beginning.
I know which one it is. Which of the seven dwarves would most accurately describe your wife in bed?
Is that what it was? And then the two guys, like, neither one of them wanted to buzz in and answer it?
Yeah. Neither of them wanted to answer. They were shaking their hands. And then one of them goes, just for the sake of the answer, I believe it. And he gave, like, the most mild one.
Oh, so funny. I love Family Feud. I like Steve Harvey as a host for Family Feud. Just because he gets so animated with what the people say.
Exactly. Man, I haven't watched it in forever.
It's good. I mean, even if you just catch the clips online, it's just to see that. It's probably better that way anyway.
Every time I'm depressed or having a bad day, I pull up a video that is like an hour and a half long. Just compilations of Family Feud funny moments.
Yeah.
There's one where I think it's wrestling people, like wrestling stars, both men and women. And one of the girls is actually actively flirting with Steve Harvey. And she's like... And like at some point she's like, "Hey Steve, I love hot chocolate." And Steve is just like, "Oh yeah, I like marshmallows in my hot chocolate." And she's just like, you know, it's just, I just was sitting there quietly, and he's like, "You know I'm married, right? But I can play this game too." Yeah, it's I don't know where I was going.
The mouth was moving, but the brain had stopped.
Tapping to all of us today.
Okay, to be fair, that is me like 90% of the time. Mouth moves, the brain doesn't give a fuck. So yeah. Oh
goodness.
Fun.
This
podcast is so much fun, guys. I'm with you.
It's always enjoyable. Well, thank you, Bean, for the questions. We really appreciate them.
I'm glad I could pull something out of my ass. I'm sorry, Spider.
No, it's perfectly fine.
Imagine if you decided to censor every time I say something. like that.
Oh my goodness. It was no one would know what was going on. It'd be a podcast of halfway full of bleeps.
Like what they do on RT every now and then, especially Achievement Hunter.
Right. They decide to bleep stuff out.
More specifically, when Gavin is being an asshole.
Right.
Like, you remember the video when they played Fibbage and Gavin got censored twice?
Yeah, I remember that.
Because the first time, I think he used slur for Chinese people.
Yeah.
And the other one, I don't remember what was it, but I think it was also a slur. I was like, Gavin, come on, bro. Play nice.
Play nice.
I love Michael's reaction to whenever there's something like that. He's like, come on, we can't show that.
They keep saying it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, joy, but it's not fun to use slurs.
No, not at all.
No, don't do that.
You're better than that.
Yeah, if you fucking use a slur, I will fight you. What? It's real! Oh, okay. Okay, Bean is losing his shit. I mean, when does he...
I think it's already been lost.
It was never there in the first place.
But to any and all of our listeners, you can send us questions just like the questions that Bean gave us today, or you can send your own questions if you're curious about something and that you want to know a little bit more about us and some of the things that we've been through. You can easily send them to us on our Tumblr page, which is spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. Or if you don't have a Tumblr or you would like to send them another way, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Or you can contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/spiderbitespodcast. Or you can reach out to us on Twitter at spiderpodcast. And you can tweet at us. And all of these links will be in the description below, as long as our own individual Tumblr and Twitter pages. So you can reach out to us individually as well. And if you enjoy the show, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher, or on Spotify. And if you could,
Spider, I have to confess something.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the Twitter handle. I hate it.
I know.
I hate it.
What would you prefer it to be? Because it can't be Spider Bites Podcast. Would you prefer it to be Spider Bites?
No, Spider Bites Podcast.
It can't be Spider Bites Podcast. It's what too about long.
SB Podcast.
No, it has to have
continuity. We can't.
I promise you, I would love the consistency to have Spider Bites Podcast on everything, but it will not allow me to have Spider Bites Podcast. The URL is too long. Oh, God. It's too long. It's just too long.
Listen,
what do you want me to do if it's too long? Twitter won't take it. Twitter refuses.
Listen.
Twitter needs to just suck it up and just take it, regardless if it's too long. It'll fit.
Take it like a champ.
It will fit. I promise you it'll fit. What am I doing with my life?
How old are we?
50. Oh man, that hurt. That hurts. I can't breathe. Oh man, it hurts. Whew. Okay. Okay. Stop thinking about the funny then. Lord, give me the strength. We need to find something that is not Twitter, bro. We need to find something that is not Twitter, please.
Okay, we'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll work on that. But how about if any of our listeners, if any of our spider bits have a suggestion of what our Twitter handle should be, send us some suggestions, and we'll see if any of them satisfy Bean. And maybe it's not too long.
They won't.
And if it'll fit. To everyone listening, Bean just sent us a message in our chat, in our Discord. It just simply says spider bitches. But
it has a typo. Hang on.
Does it? Where? Ah, there you go. That's perfect. God, I wish you all could see this.
I know. I know I'm perfect. You don't have to remind me.
This is greatness. If we had a video podcast and we were able to show this, that would just be where I end the show and just be like, good night, everybody. That's it. We're done. Have a nice time. We'll see you next week. But but no, if any of our listeners who listen to this and they have a suggestion of what our URL on Twitter should be, we would love to hear your suggestions. And we might, if it's good enough, we might pick it and we might use it. And that might be our new Twitter handle.
If it satisfies me, which...
Yes, if Bean is satisfied, you got to put in the work if you want to satisfy Bean.
Yeah, Bean is demanding. Listen, after my last disappointment, which is my ex, I am not going to be satisfied with something so simple.
Listen, you got to be innovative. You got to be creative. You have to put in the work. You have to show some effort, and you have to try.
Yeah, you gotta like. How do you call it? Shit, no, I was going to quote something. Oh, you got to draw a line somewhere. You got to draw a line.
Oh, my God.
You got to make a statement. You got to look inside of yourself and say, what am I going to put up with today?
Not fucking this.
This. Okay?
You hear that, Twitter?
I am quoting Aaron Hansen. For those of you that don't know, you should look up Aaron Hansen's Sonic 06. I believe. Episode 54, maybe, maybe not.
I'm surprised you don't memorize which episode it is by now.
Oh, Spider, thank you.
I know how much of a Grumps fan you are.
Oh, Spider, you shouldn't be so thoughtful about shit that I took. Okay, Bean is canceled. Bean is going to fuck off. Finish the podcast, Spider.
But one thing that we ask you guys to do is, if you could, whether you listen to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher, if you could, leave us a review and a rating if possible. Because that lets us know that you all enjoy the show or you may see something that we can improve upon. And then we can take that and we can use that in the future. But on top of that, it also moves us up in all of these rankings for these different podcasts so that other people will see our show as being on the list and that they may become spider bits just like you. And then that way, when we get more people listening to the show, we get more feedback, and then it's a better overall show for everybody. But
also, the more people we have, the easier it is to take control of the U.S. or some other smaller country.
Exactly. Bolivia, we're coming for you. Just putting it out there. It's a warning.
Which country?
Bolivia.
Bolivia. Okay.
Don't ask me why.
The states of... Oh, wait, why?
Don't ask me why. I just said don't ask me why, and you asked me why. I can't deal with this anymore. You know what? I'm dropping my mic. I'm out.
Spider. Who's a good spider? Go on. Who's a good spider? You want a fucking burger?
Wait, do I want a what? You said, do I want a burger?
Yeah, I said, do you want a fucking burger? burger. Not just fucking, not just burger. A fucking burger.
Oh, that sounds messy.
Is that how you say it?
A fucking burger does sound messy.
Yeah, a fucking burger is better than just a burger.
Yes, it is.
A fucking.
Well, I don't know about that.
Spiders, contemplate.
Come on. But Spider, full full disclosure, I did have.
We all know you do.
I did have a cheeseburger before I came to the podcast today.
You did have a what?
Spider? A cheeseburger.
Oh, a cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger. Cheeseburger.
Fancy.
Someone sent me, you know who, Smiles, my friend Smiles,
mm-hmm.
just sent me a message asking me if my name is a fucking euphemism.
Did you tell yes. them that it, yes, it was?
No, I haven't answered.
It wasn't, and then it was.
Your opinion. No, you know what? I want to answer. I'll just let them listen to the podcast.
Yes, that's what you should tell them. Say, hey, listen to our upcoming podcast, and you will find your answer.
Well done.
But thank you all for joining us this week. Thank you all for listening. We love you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Please don't leave us. We'll be very, very sad. But we will see you all next week.
Bean is getting late on Wednesday.
We will revisit that on next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Oh, God, thank you.
Did that just come up? Did you just schedule it?
You just schedule it?
I mean, no, I technically schedule it since yesterday.